You know, arts and crafts have played a huge role in the economic development of the Piedmont Triad going back centuries. In fact, our nation's first president, George Washington himself, was known to have done some shopping from the tradesmen in Salem. The tradition of excellence in crafts lives on in Winston-Salem, and the Piedmont Craftsman's 49th annual fair, showcasing the work of more than 120 fine artists from across the U.S., kicks off this weekend during 6 days in November. Saturday, November 17th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday the 18th from noon to 5 at the M.C. Benton Convention Center in downtown Winston-Salem. You can witness firsthand crafts in process, wheel throwing, jewelry tech, rug hooking, paper pulp, painting, harness floor looming, over a dozen unique demonstrations throughout the weekend given by some of our country's most talented artisans. Deb Britton has been Piedmont Craftsman's fair manager for over a decade. Last week she stopped by with longtime Piedmont Craftsman CEO Jane Dabb to talk about the crafts fair. Piedmont Craftsman, what is it?
Piedmont Craftsman is an organization that was founded by both creators of fine crafts and people who loved fine crafts. So we have that two parts of our organization. We have the exhibiting members and the supporting member. We have had that now for almost 50 years. Next year will be our 50th crafts fair. We have services for our members. We do educational programs in the schools and in the community. We offer lecture series in our gallery, exhibitions also in the gallery or off-site. So you see just the pretty gallery most people do, or the beautiful crafts fair, and then there's all these other little layers underneath that build up the organization to be Piedmont Craftsman.
And Deb, what can we expect to find at the Piedmont Craftsman's 49th fair this year, and why did American Style magazine call it one of the 10 best?
I would say it's the quality of the craftsmen who exhibit there. This year at the fair, we'll have about 100 artists in everything from sculptural, decorative objects to very functional, wearable, usable things, all of them made by the people who are there selling them.
Yeah. How do you regulate the quality of the art there, the crafts?
We are a juried guild. Anyone who is an exhibiting member has gone through a fairly rigorous two-part jury process, some of them several times before they've been accepted. It's not unusual for people to take 3 to 4 tries to get in. We do have some people who've taken up to 10 tries. Most people, it takes several attempts before they get past both the image jury and the object jury, which means that first there's a committee of 13 already exhibiting members plus a collector and a crafts professional who look at images of the work and score it on a scale of 1 to 7. They have to pass a certain median score to be called to the point where the standards committee looks at the actual work. And they can still be rejected at that point. And some are. I don't think we've ever had everyone who made it past the image jury get in at the object level.
I've heard it's like an episode of Survivor to get on this. Piedmont Craftsman's Fair manager Deb Britton and Piedmont Craftsman CEO Jane Dabb. The 49th annual Piedmont Craftsman's Fair is this weekend, Saturday, November 17th from 10 to 6, and Sunday the 18th from noon to 5 at the M.C. Benton Convention Center in downtown Winston-Salem. It's one of the major attractions of 6 days in November. If you can't wait till Saturday and your curiosity has been piqued, the fair's preview night gala will be held tonight for members and sponsors of Piedmont Craftsman. Memberships can be purchased at the door, and you'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.